This is Voice of SBV.
Greetings. Thanks, first of all, for the opportunity to share my thoughts on diabetic eye screening, a common and forgotten problem. I will divide this talk into two or three sections. In the first part, I will explain about the diabetes and the global problem of diabetes. In the second part, I will tell you how the diabetes affects the eye. And in the third part, I will tell you about the current situation of diabetic eye screening in India. And in the concluding part, I will tell you various steps to avoid this avoidable blindness due to diabetic retinopathy. I will begin this talk with diabetes. Diabetes is a very common metabolic disease which affects the whole body. This is due to the deficiency of insulin, which is secreted by the pancreas. This hormone is essential for utilization of sugar, which normally happens after we take food. But there is a problem in deficiency in secretion, so the blood is filled with high levels of sugar, which is detrimental to the functioning of various systems of the body. Like all other systems, the eye also takes part in this burden of excessive sugar. Now, the problem of burden of diabetes in the world. Diabetes is reported to be the major health issue all over the world. It is a common non-communicable disease which occurs due to various factors, which I am not going to deal with it now. Currently, due to various estimates, there are 126 million diabetics at various stages of the disease. In the second part, now I will tell you about how diabetes affects the eye. Diabetes causes changes in the blood flow, and also it affects the medium and small vessels all over the body. Particularly, the eye and retina have small and medium sized blood vessels, where the effects of slowing of the blood and complete stoppage of the blood results. This results in various effects in the retina, which is the sensitive part of the eye for vision. So that is known as diabetic retinopathy. So diabetic retinopathy, if allowed to continue, will result in various other complications, which finally results in loss of vision. So now we come to the next part, which is the burden of diabetic retinopathy as a cause of blindness. A study done in India shows that only 36% of the population with diabetes are aware that it can cause vision loss or even some disease in the eye. Out of that, only 9% of those people have had a regular and systematic eye checkup. So most of them, 90% of these 36% with diabetic knowledge have gone for eye screening only when they developed some eye problem like vision loss or pain in the eye, which were directly related to this diabetic retinopathy. Now you can guess the number of people with diabetes and number of people who have lost the vision or losing the vision because of lack of knowledge and awareness, and those who have been screened for diabetic retinopathy. That is a very minuscule population. So, diabetic retinopathy is a very common and preventable cause of loss of vision, which is essentially preventable and avoidable. Consider a person in the most productive age losing his vision and livelihood because of lack of awareness for diabetic retinopathy, proper and methodical eye screening. This would have prevented the loss of vision, loss of employment, and the economic burden to the family, to the society, and to the nation as a whole.
This is Voice of SBV.
So, what are the steps which we should take to prevent this? One, as soon as you are diagnosed as diabetes, don't panic, don't get depressed. There are many people who are living with diabetes. You don't have to be afraid of diabetes. At the same time, you need not be too casual also about diabetes. So, consult a doctor, get your basic parameters tested, and always try to keep the blood sugar level under manageable control, because many studies have proved that complications related to diabetes are far and few if the diabetic control is good. Second, the day you are diagnosed as diabetes, you go for a eye screening, which should be a dilated eye examination to specifically look for diabetic retinopathy changes. And don't forget, every year you make it a point to have your eyes checked for the presence or absence of diabetic retinopathy. Why diabetic retinopathy? Because in the eye, we can directly assess the damage which are happening in the blood vessels, which can be correlated to the other organs in the body. So this provides a very easy, simple way of assessing the other organs, blood vessels also. And most important, prevent what all can accelerate the onset of diabetic retinopathy. For example, smoking. Quit completely smoking and completely reduce the intake of alcohol and avoid all sweetened foods and make it a point to have physical activity under the guidance of your treating physician. Thank you.
You were listening to Voice of SBV.